Inside a certain kind of star, there are regions in which approximately one hydrogen atom per million is in the first excited level, where N is equal to 2. All the other hydrogen atoms are assumed then to be in the N equal 1 ground state level. We want to use this information to estimate the temperature that causes this, assuming that Maxwell-Boltzmann statistics are valid, and we're given a hint. In this case, the density of states depends on the number of possible quantum states available for each level, which is 8 for N equal 2, and it's equal to 2 for N equal 1. So what we have then is a star, and we have 10 to the minus 6 of the hydrogen atoms in the first excited state instead of the ground state. And in the first excited state, N is equal to 2. And we're told to use Maxwell-Boltzmann statistics to determine the temperature T. Okay, well, we want to look up then the energy distribution for a Maxwell-Boltzmann distribution. The energy distribution, N of E, is the density of states G of E times the Maxwell-Boltzmann factor F of E. And I wrote it this way because what I'm going to do is just take the ratio of N of E 2, N equal 2, over N of E 1 and divide that then by G of E 1. This will be 2, and this will be 1. And we're given in the problem that 10 to the minus 6 of them are in the first excited state, so this ratio is 10 to the minus 6, 1 in a million. Okay, so now we need to find out what all these various numbers are. The G of E is the density of states, remember. So G of E is the density of states, or it's the number of states per unit energy range. So for N equal 1 for hydrogen, we know the electrons are in the 1s. They're going to be in the 1s state. And there's how many possibilities of that? Well, there's basically two. There's two possibilities. And there's, so G will equal to 2. For N equal to 2, then we're going to have more possibilities. For N equal to 2, there's going to be 2s2. 2p6, so there's 8 possibilities, and we're going to have G equal to 8. So this says G1, and this is G2. This is what was given to us as the hint. So N2, let's just call it N2 now over N1, is going to equal to 8. Let's see, we also have to look up the Maxwell-Boltzmann factor, which is A times an exponential of minus beta, and this will be for E2, over 2A exponential of minus beta times E1. Remember, beta is 1 over KT. It's just a constant. So the A's are going to cancel out. We don't need to worry about the normalization here. The 8 divided by 2 is going to give us 4. So we can write this as 4 times the exponential. And let's include let's bring the minus beta outside. So this will give us E2 minus E1. And now remember, this is still 10 to the minus 6. Barely got that in there. Okay, let's go ahead and divide the 4 into the other side. So we have exponential of minus beta E2 minus E1. If we divide this by 4, we're going to get 2.5 times 10 to the minus 7. Now let's take the natural logarithm of both sides. We take the natural logarithm of this side. That's really straightforward. It's just the exponent, so it's minus beta E2 minus E1. We take the, so I'm taking the natural logarithm here, okay? Take the natural logarithm of this number, you get minus 15.20. So now let's go ahead and put beta equal 1 over kt, and we have E2 minus E1 over kt equal 15.20. Solve this for t. T then is equal to E2 minus E1 over k times 15.20. Now we're ready to put numbers in. E2 minus E1, we go look up the energy levels in the hydrogen atom, and remember this is what, minus 13.6, and you look up the energy of this one, the difference is 10.20 electron volts. And the Boltzmann constant is 1.381 times 10 to the minus 23 joules per Kelvin. And we have to multiply that by 15.20. But we have electron volts here and joules here, so we need to put the conversion factor, 1.6 times 10 to the minus 19 joules per electron volts. So now electron volts will cancel out, joules will cancel out, we're left with Kelvin, that will be up here in the numerator, and that number will be 7770 Kelvin. So the temperature of the star, in order to have 1 in a million of the hydrogen atoms in the first excited state, has to have a temperature of almost 8,000 Kelvin. So we know as the star gets hotter and hotter, then more of the hydrogen atoms will be able to excite the atoms in that star to higher energy levels. This, by the way, is very similar to one of the examples in the book where we work this out. And in that example, when we have a temperature of 10 to the 6 degrees Kelvin, then the ratio of the second excited state to the first excited state actually is greater than 1. In fact, it's about 3.5. So internally, in very, very hot stars, most of the hydrogen atoms will in fact be in excited states, not in just the ground state.